Welcome to Shalom Achshav Nadav, your sponsor, Lui Nishma, Saran Biyak HaShalom, and Lab HaSitzchok. We're holding in Tani's Daf Tes. The Gemara in Mudav tells us, the Shloisha Parnosim Toivim Omdu L'Yisrael, the three leaders that Amisrael had together. Elu Hem Moshe Ve'Aaron U'Miriam. Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKoyen, and Miriam HaNeviyah. And it says, Gimel Matonis Toivis Nisnu Al Yodom. There's three presents that we got through them. Be'er Anon Ve'mon. Be'er, the well, the one with Amisol, that was Chus Miriam. The Anon, the Muda Anon, the clouds that we had surrounding Amisol was because of Aaron HaKoyen. And the Mon, the food, was the Chus of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Maharal in Sefer Netzach Yisrael, Perek Mandalit, explains that specifically these Matonos correspond to these three leaders. Moshe Rabbeinu is the leader. He is the one who is responsible for Amisol. So he is responsible for the sustenance of Am Yisrael, for the food, for the basic needs that Am Yisrael needs. The same thing Moshe Rabbeinu brings us Torah, which is our basic need. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving us food, which is our basic need, and that's the mon. Aaron HaKoyen, what he represents, is the Kedusha Elyona that Am Yisrael has, the higher level of spirituality. He's a Koyen. A Koyen has a special Kedusha. And that special Kedusha that Am Yisrael has is represented with the Anoni HaKovet. Anoni HaKovet means the clouds of glory that surround Am Yisrael, that go together with Am Yisrael. They make Am Yisrael unique, special, different, standing and being protected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that they are holier, they're more Kedush, they have the Anoni surrounding them that represents that. And finally, the Be'er of Miriam, the well. What does the well represent? Says the Maharal, the Be'er represents our desire to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzideinu, from us, from Am Yisrael. On the Be'er it says, Ali Be'er Onulo. It goes from the bottom to the top. It represents our tshuka to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This idea of the Maharal, that the Be'er represents us, is echoed in other Sfarim that speak about the fact that the Be'er of Miriam represents Toyer Shebaal Peh. The Be'er of Miriam represents our Toyer. There's Toyer that goes to Shemaim, but then there's our Toyer, our understanding, our Havana, our connection. And the Be'er of Miriam represents that. It's brought down in the Shivche Ari that the Be'er of Miriam, Kiyadua, was buried in the Kinneret. And Rab Chaim Vital, the Talmud of the Arizal, was not able to understand the Toyer of the Arizal. The Arizal took him to the Kinneret and gave him to drink from the water of the Be'er. Because the Be'er of Miriam, which is Torah Shebaal Peh, opens up the mind of a Jew to learn Torah. Meaning that's our ishtalus from our end to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why these three matanos belong to these three leaders. The Maharal goes on to explain, based on what he says in the previous parak, that La'asid Lava in the Geula Asido, there will be also more than one leader. There will be two leaders. There will be Mashiach and Eliyahu HaNavi. Mashiach is the leader, the main leader of Am Yisrael. He is the manig, corresponds to Moshe Rabbeinu. He, the same way we have Moshe Rabbeinu, we have Mitzrayim, we'll have Mashiach in the end of the days. And then Eliyahu HaNavi, who's the Heishi Lev of us Sabbatim, brings back together the fathers, the sons, is Mekarev everybody back, he is Keneged Aaron HaKoyen. Says the Maharal, but we do not have any more Miriam. Why not? Because Miriam represents our desire to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our tshuka to be where we're supposed to be. But La'asid Lava, we will be there. La'asid Lava, we don't need to have any more of that yearning to get there, because we will reach that destination. So the Be'er of Miriam, which represents the fact that we are missing something trying to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that part, Miriam and her Be'er, that will not appear in La'asid Lava, only when we're going out of Mitzrayim in the Midbar. Anyone who wants to join the Shalom Achshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shalomachshava@gmail.com.